very important for us as we experience this tainus, the tainus of Asar Batevis. You know, I was sitting with my mishpacha last night at dinner, and I said the Hadron, Seches Tainus. We didn't say Kaddish, but try to involve them into the Simchas HaTorah. Speak about the upcoming Sechdan, the Seder Moed, Mitzvah Shem. It's going to be very exciting. And my daughter pointed out that it's fascinating. We knew I was going through, you know, with my kids, you know, what the different, you know, sections of Tainus, what were they about, what we started off talking about Geshem, and about the St. Talmud of Levracha and Haskaras, and then Tanesim in times of drought, and times of Tzaras, and then we spoke about how Tisha B'Av, that it really ends off in the Yimei HaChurban and Tisha B'Av, and my daughter pointed out that it's like a little bit eerie that, like, you know, you finish the Masechta on going directly into one of the tainism that the Gemara itself speaks to. So I pointed out to her that I agree with her, but it's really in tandem with everything that's been going on with the Daf Yomi, and the Rebbeinu Shalom is clearly speaking to us through the limud of Gantz Klal Yisrael through Torah Shebal Peh. Because the amount of connections to the Zmanei Hayoyim and the Limud throughout this cycle has been, you know, if you want to say eerie, or if you want to say, like, definitely with tremendous hashkacha, you know, and it's really, really incredible to point out now as we enter into this Tainus. So what is this Tainus all about, and what is the message that pertains to us on this Tainus? So there's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Tanya Braisa Amar Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon said, Arba Dvarim Hayu Rabbi Yekiva Dairish. There were four things that Rabbi Yekiva would be Dairish. Va'ani Ein Dairish Kamaisai. But I do not fully subscribe to his opinion, and I have a different drasha on these four things. So I'm going to actually, it's pertaining to the Tainesim. I'm going to actually skip a little bit because I want to read the point part of the Braisa that pertains to the Tzoyim Ha'asiri. So the Braisa, Tzoyim Ha'asiri, Ze Asara B'Tevis. Shabo Samach Melech Bavel Al Yerushalayim. That the Melech Bavel surrounded Yerushalayim. Shne'emar Vayihi Dvar Hashem Elai B'Shona Atshiyis V'Chodesh Ha'asiri Be'esa V'Chodesh. Lemor ben Adam ksov l'chas Hashem ayom hazeh, etzem ayom hazeh, samach melech bovel Yerushalayim, v'amai kare le'asiri, why is it called asiri? Asiri l'chadosh. Alo yoroi zeh l'chtoi v'rishon, v'lam nechtov kan, k'di l'hastir chadoshim k'tikunum. V'ani eini oymerken, Reb Shimon says, I do not agree. El etzoy ma'asiri zeh chamisha b'teves. It was already 5 days ago. It was on the 5th of Teves. Why? What was significant about the 5th of Teves? Shebo basa shmua legoyla shehuksa ir shenemar vayihi b'shtei asrei shana b'shpasir b'chamisha l'chodesh l'kulosinu ba'elai ha'polit mirushalayim leymar huksa ir v'asu yom shmua ki yom sreifa. So Reb Shimon had a different drasha of when the Tzayim Asiri is. Both agree that it was on Teves, but Reb Shimon is of the opinion that really Chamisha B'Teves is the critical day. Why? Because that was when Higia Shmua LaGoyla. That's when they heard that the people were already being sent out into Golos. So Rashi. L'golos yichonya shegol l'bavol achas esrei shana lefnei achurban. It's really a shtickle pella. L'chayra, Rabbi Kiva is right. Asiri b'teves is when something happened. is when something sad occurred. What is the significance of the Shmua? Shigia Shmua, and that was when it was notified, and that was when there was something heard. So a little bit of a hezber that needs to be tesefes into this Gemara, even though we don't pass like Rabbi Shimon, or Rabbi Shimon himself subscribes to Rabbi Kiva's Shita. But why would you even have a Hava Mina to focus on such a non-essential part of the significance of a tragedy, of a catastrophe? It makes sense because something tragic occurred. So I'd like to share with you, Rabbi Isai, a drasha of the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer, my opinion, is mind blowing, but it really gives us a perspective and speaks, I think, to me, something that's worth reiterating and focusing on. Sofer asked the question that it's the pasuk that I just mentioned, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, speaking about Asar B'Teves, is very unique. There is a chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch. Just give you a little background before we get to the Chassam Sofer. Minchas Chinuch has a chiddush. It's kedai Minchas Chinuch to see. And I already found Rishonim that really already, Ritva already. Other Rishonim allude to this idea of the Chiddush, of the Minchas Chinuch. The Shaila is, if a person can't fast on Shivas over Tammuz, a person is not able to, whatever, he has a procedure or something, so should he fast on another day? So comes along the Minchas Chinuch, and he asks a very fundamental question. If you go through the sugyas in Rosh Hashanah, sugyas in Tainis, it seemed to be that there were different days that were nikba on when to create the Tainis by later batei dinim, which seems to violate a fundamental halacha that ein bezdin yachol lachar davar dei bezdin akoidmin. A later bezdin cannot be oiker unless they're greater. B'chachumaminyan, they can't be oiker a takana or a chazal, especially if divrei neviim. How could you change the day of a tainus? Yes, Minchas Chinuch has like a slew of 5-6 kashas. Mamash Ashir Kloli, and that Minchas Chinuch is kedai to go through. Minchas Chinuch's yisoid. And this Yisoid is already in Reb Chaim and stencils, is the following Chiddush. There is no mocker for a specific day to be for a person to afflict themselves, for a person to fast on any of the Chayvas of Adatanis. You look in the Lashon of the Pesukim, Rabbi Yisai, Tzoyim, Achamishi, Bitzoyim, right, Arevi, right, Bitzoyim, all the Lashon of the Tzoyimis are on what? Chamishi is referring to what? The month. So Zok the Minchas Chinuch, a fasting in Chiddush, Me'ikar Adin, before later on, Midrabanan, but Me'ikar Adin, when the original establishment of the Tanesim was a din in the month. It was din the chodesh, and in a chanami, if you would miss it, you could make it up any time that day, that month, because it was a chalois in the chodesh. That chodesh has to have a tainus. It's a tzaim in the chodesh. Okay, Minchas Chinuch says lemaisa bizman hazeh. We're not going to now choose and have a free for all because midrabanan they were kaveh a specific day, but that's all on a level of derabanan. That was later on, and therefore he answers a slew of kashas with this yisoy. That's what. Reb Chaim also builds on this Yisoid. However, there is one exception to the rule, Legabe all the Tzaymas. And that is the Tzaym of Asar B'Teves. And that is because the lashon of the pasuk that I just said, this is what Rav Chaim highlights. Etzem hayoyim hazeh samach melech bavel Yerushalayim. There was a din in addition to the Kodesh. There was a din in the Etzem hayoyim hazeh. Just like it says Be'etzem hayoyim hazeh by Yom Kippur, Be'etzem hayoyim hazeh was said by Asar B'tivus. So the Melos of Rav Chaim, that chiddush, that idea, that concept, that the Tainus is connected to the month and not to a specific day, is true by all the other Tanesim, is even true by Tisha B'Av, but is not true when it comes to what? Asar B'tivus. Azai Zakhtar B'chaim, Azai Zakhtar Minchas Chinuch, in terms of the perspective and the Yisoid, when it comes to Tanesim, Kedai Inyan to look into, for us to learn one time together, to see all the kashas that the Minchas Chinuch really farenfers. I'm Amish on the Gemara here in Rosh Hashanah, based on this Yisoid. The emistika kashas, Rabbi Yisila, Acher Kachlos HaKol, after the Lomdus, the kasha is why. The kasha is why. What's the difference? Why is Asar B'Tevis different? And to add on to the kashas, Rabbi Yisai, to really make things really complicated, is that the Beis Yosef tells us and quotes in today from the Avud Raham that if today would have fallen out on Shabbos, we would have overwritten Shabbos. The Tainus would be Marcha Shabbos, Mamish Ke'en Yom Kippur. That's wild. Happens to be we never have that in our calendar just because of the way the calendar falls out. But the way that Abu Draham held was that the Koyach of Asar B'Tevis has the ability to be Doicha Shabbos. And it's true on a certain level, Rabbi Yisai, the Choymer of Asar B'Tevis, we have it that it's Chal on Fridays. A few years ago it was Chal on Friday. And we go straight in, I don't know if you remember, we go straight in from the Tainus into Shabbos. But Frektach Sam Sofer, it's Docha Pele. I believe in the calendar, Rabbi Yisrael, you'll check me up if I'm right. Tisha B'Av this year falls out on Shabbos. And we're Doichit. Stoch Tisha B'Av. Churban HaMikdosh. The destruction of the Beis HaMikdosh. And it doesn't have the koyach to override Shabbos. And this does? Who even heard of Asar B'Tevis? We don't even know what it's about. It's even a machloek is in the Gemara. It should be on the 5th or on the 10th. Machloek is Rav Shimon Rav Yekiva. And that's going to have more of a toikef, more of a charifus, that it's now going to be Madcha Shabbos. It's going to override Shabbos. So everybody say, listen to this Chassam Sefer. I'm just going to read you a part of this Chiddush. Al derech zeh ef shel yashe ma di isa v'perakama de Rosh Hashanah. So Chassam Sefer quotes our Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the Machlokes Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon, which day is the fast of the 10th month. The Rabbi Akiva darish tzoy ma'asiri al asara b'tevis, Rabbi Shimon darish achamisha b'tevis, Sheba Ashmua Lagoila. Yoim Shmua Kibifanavdam. Vihine Masha Amra Rishonim. Ichal Yud Teves Beshabbos Hayimisanim. Zokta Samsefer, the Abu Draham says, if Asar B'Tevis would have fallen on Shabbos, we would have been Deiche Shabbos. Tichsiv Kasavlecha Etzem Ayam Azeh, Itzumo Shalyom, because there's a din. Clappy the day above and beyond all the other Tanesim, unlike the Minchas Chinuch applied to the other Tanesim. Nearly, Zachtach Sam Sefer, Remez Minat Torah, the Tsar Churban Doicha Oinig Shabbos. Says Zachtach Sam Sefer, I have a Remez Minat Torah that the Tsar of Churban HaMikdash is Doicha Shabbos from where? From this past week's parsha. Shari Amur Chazal, the Medrash tells us, V'tavoch tevach v'achein, Erev Shabbos haya, V'aboyker or, V'anoshim sholchu Shabbos haya. Yet what? V'eich nofal al tzavari bin yamin ochiv, V'ayef chal churban beis hamikdash b'shabbos. How is it, based on his cheshbin, the Chassam Sefer makes a cheshbin, that when Yosef revealed himself to his brothers, it was Shabbos. And yet, the Chazal tell us, Rashi quotes, that Yosef was falling out Tzavari Binyamin about Churban Beis HaMikdash that was in the Chelik of Binyamin. Binyamin was crying al tzavari Yosef to be baicha al the churban of Mishkan Shiloh, which was in Yosef's chelek. Frektich some sefer ein avelis b'shabbes. What's going on over here? Elamai al karchach churban beis hamikdash doiche oineg shabbos. You see that the churban of the beis hamikdash has the ability to be doiche shabbos. But if so, Rabbi Isai, if that's the case, so then that should be the case with Tisha B'Av as well. Elakosha, my umi da'asar b'tevis, tvei mi Tisha B'Av, she'ene doicha, oinig Shabbos. You're telling me all Churban Beis HaMikdash is doicha Shabbos, so be consistent. And let this year, Tisha B'Av, be chal on Shabbos. Avala emes k'moyshe k'savti, listen to the words of the Chassam Sofer. Rabbi Isai, we need to really inculcate these words. Zachter Sam Sofer. Sometimes horrible things happen to us. Sometimes we experience very difficult circumstances. We need to realize that there might have been a regular day. There might have been a plain, normal, when everything was cruising and everything was okay, and we thought that there was nothing going on, that gzeiru was set in place. Zaktach sam sefer. Sometimes the building could get destroyed. The structure could be demolished. But that was already a decreed entity. In the world and in the sphere of Yiddishkeit, that wasn't what's pivotal. What was pivotal was what the catalyst was. And when that began, and when the haschala was, and that's what we need to mourn, above and beyond the physical response to what happened. See, Rabbi Yisai, we're all a function of the news, of the big things, of when the plane hits, or when we land. But Rabbi Isai, there's a lot that creates, and that reality just flows as a natural entity. But that precipitated that is more pivotal, that really is the day that everything took a change and everything took a swim.
You want to know what's more severe than Tisha B'Av, than Churban Beis HaMikdash, than that structure falling apart? It was the day that that was decreed. It was the day that that was what was the catalyst. When it was decreed that that was going to ultimately happen, and then that was an inevitability. But when was the last day that we had the chance and we had the yecholus to switch that? To do tshuva, to remove that gzeira. When was that? It was on Asar B'Teves. That was when the siege happened. When is the shmua, Rabbi Isai? The shmua, the idea, the concept, that's pivotal. It's not just about the churban. It's unfortunate, but there's a reality. Our spiritual process, our spiritual stage creates and sets up a reality. But that's why we have to trace back and look at the roots and recognize, more importantly, when this came into existence. Not the physicality, not the news, not the posts, but the lifestyle. That was when things were critical. That was when everything began to change. But also, Rabbi Yisai, that is also pikuach nefesh. That is also the yecholus, Rabbi Yisai, I wanted to. And that's why I needed to give this shmuz right now. Ki oz titzmach ha'yeshua, Rabbi Yisai.
That's also the ability to what? To also change from the Gzeira Rabbi Yisai. Listen to what the Eilig Chassam Sofer says elsewhere, Rabbi Yisai. Chassam Sofer says, you know what the Gemara in Tainus tells us, Rabbi Yisai, we just learned? If a person has a horrible dream on Shabbos, so what's the halacha, Rabbi Yisai? He's allowed to take a Tainus Chalom, he's allowed to fast. Why? It's the Chachi of Oynik Shabbos. You have to be ma'anig yourself. You have to enjoy on Shabbos. So what does the Gemara say, Rabbi Yisai? For a person who's so bothered, and his mind is so sidetracked and focused on this horrible dream, and it's really eating him up inside, and he's so distracted, and he can't function normally, so to resolve that, and to take a Tainus Chaloim, Zehu Tanugo. That is Oinik Shabbos. He has a personal suffering right now. Right now, just like I'm not mechuyev to eat this item of meat, right? If it doesn't taste good, because that's not oneg is a subjective entity. So too, if right now I can't eat right now, I have to resolve my dream that's now overcoming me and subsuming my natural state that I need to. That's the oneg. Zehu oneg is a zehu oneg shalom. But he says the Chassam Sofer elsewhere, it's exactly the case when it comes to Asara B'Teves as well. You know why it's overriding Shabbos? Because Zehu Oynik. If we right now, Rabbi Yisai, have the ability to translate what's going on in the world, and not only focus on the big news, on the big collapses, on the big flashes, but that's already a building that was already losing its foundation. It fell down because it lost its foundation. But ultimately, when did the building fall down, Zok Chassam Sofer? When did the Gzeira get enacted? When is the pivotal day for all of this, Rabbi Yisai? It's Asara B'Teves! That's when the Gzeira happened. That's when what's critical. That's what's pivotal. That's what could change everything. So my Rabbi Yisai, that could override Shabbos. Now is the Tainus Chaloim. Over and above and beyond Tisha B'Av, which is already a broken building that's going to fall. How do we have the ability to rebuild, Rabbi Yisai? The koyach of the Hatzmichas Yeshua today is what? Asara B'Teves. Zok Chassam Sofer, take a tainus, even if it's Shabbos. Because right now, Zehu Inugo, because you can decide whether or not there's going to be a Tisha B'Av this year. Whether or not we're going to be Zeicha to Yeshua's. Based on how I'm going to act today, what's my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to be like today? What's my relationship? What's my Avodas Hashem going to be filled with today? Asara B'Teves is more important than Tisha B'Av. Zok Chassam Sofer. Zehu Inugo. This is critical right now. This is so much has happened to us. We're so much the morning after COVID, after all these things that have occurred. And we look back after they happened. It's horrible. But Rabbi, do you remember that there were certain days that Gzeira went in that we didn't even realize, that we didn't even notice? There were days that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, this is not working out, that we need to change things up, that we could have saved it. We could have changed it. And we could change that now. Because we need to start focusing on the shmua, on the recipe, on the trigger. We can't just be Tisha B'Av Yidden. We need to recognize that there's a tremendous capacity today to change everything, Rabbi Yisai. It's a very important Yisai. It doesn't get the fanfare. It's a very short tainus, very quick tainus. It's like, oh, all my son, I can do this one, I got it. No problem, this is okay. Everyone can wake up and get their coffee this morning, no problem. Baruch Hashem, this is doable. It's not crazy, 3 a.m. I can. You don't have to be Rabbi Yashi for this one. It's okay, I can take this one. But you say it's much deeper than that. That's why it's very important before we start today's Seder, today's Sugya, to realize the capacity that we have right now. The ability and the reason why Yosef and Binyamin were crying on this day is because this could change. This could change, and it's Dafka and Nizmanim, Asara B'Teves. Everything can change. The trajectory can all change. Of all of the tsaris in the world, by
utilizing and cultivating a new relationship on this day, Rabbi Yisai. But to not be la'achar, not to just respond to the day after Tisha B'Av, or to when we get to the Chorban HaMikdash, or to recognize, Rabbi Yisai, there's a Siba. There's a Siba, Rabbi Yisai, even in Lamdas. In Lamdas, we're going to be learning about Shibudim. We're going to be learning about Shibudim now in Sugyas. You learn Baba Kama, the Magi Yosef tells us, Rabbi Yisai, Vochanan writes like this, that even though a person, Yerusha, right, a person dies at a certain day, but the Sibas Achiev could kick in from earlier, right? He can collect from his Nechosim even from earlier, even though the Mechayev was only at a later day. So Dr. Bochanan, there's a difference between the Mechayev and the Sibas Achiev. And you could be Goyveh from the Nechosim, from the property, from an earlier date, because the Sibas Achiev was already there. That's true also in the world of Yiddishkeit as well. That's true in the world of Churban as well. There's the Chiyuv, the fact that we lost the Beis HaMikdash. But when was the Sibas HaChiyuv? When did that change? When was the trigger? When was the catalyst? That was Asar B'Tevis. And in Din, says the Chassam Sofer, it could be that that is more Chomer than the actual day that the Churban happened. So Rabbi Yisai, Klal Yisrael, even just as recent as this week, Mamish needs Refus and Yeshuas. Klal Yisrael needs the Rabbeinu Shalom, needs Siyata Dishmaya, Rabbi Yisai. We need to recognize that today is the day that now things could change. Aschola Chadasha, starting to be able to have a Tzmichas Yeshua. Rabbi Yisai, I don't think, as I began, that it's just a coincidence. The Rabbeinu Shalom tells us and signals to us that the Daf Yomi, the Limud of Klal Yisrael, should start Maseches Megillah, should start Mishenichnas Adar Marbe Mesimcha, should start Benahafelchu, should start Tzmichas Yeshua of Emirtz Hashem, leaving the Golos on this day of Asar B'Tevis. Mamish to be a Kiyum, Rabbi Yisai, a literal fulfillment. Tzoyma Asiri, Yiyu, L'sason u'l'simcha m'herabi amenu. Amen. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, let's get back to the basement.